let's talk another song that Woody did, and that is This Land Is Your Land. What was it that inspired that song?
Woody did not like Irving Berlin's God Bless America. He felt like it was limited to a few. It seemed like it was for the wealthy instead of the everyday working person. He didn't like Kate Smith's singing style. He loved the Carter family. I like to tell people, and I'm the only one who believes it, I guess, but if Mother Maybelle Carter had been singing God Bless America, chances are Woody may not, I'm just saying may not, have written This Land Is Your Land. But he took the melody, adapted the melody, This World Is On Fire, a Carter family song. And that became the basic melody of This Land Is Your Land. We have to keep in mind there was no middle class at one time. There was either wealth or poor. Some people forget that's really what brought people out of England to this country. They wanted to try to find a life of their own instead of being dominated by the wealth in England. That's just my interpretation, but he let God Bless America stimulate him into This Land Is Your Land.
And I think they said that in the final verses, he was actually protesting against what you talked about, the class inequality.
Yeah.
As I went walking, I saw a sign there. Can you sing that part?
I've never really sung that, except when I have the lyrics before me. The one I like is, in the squares of the city, in the shadow of a steeple, by the relief office, I've seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? As I went a-walking, I saw a sign there, and on the sign there it said, no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. Now, Pete Seeger started doing that verse, and Arlo does it. They're the ones who brought those two verses to attention.